with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Things got heated in Miami last night as five GOP hopefuls took to the stage to make their case to voters during the third Republican presidential debate. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley called Vivek Ramaswamy scum after he made a comment about her daughter's use of TikTok.
She made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it. And that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy
scum.
Former President Trump opted to sit out the debate once again, but he still played a major role in the discussion.
With Trump absent from the debate stage again, the two candidates fighting for a distant second place in the GOP field, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, both took notice.
He owes it to you to be on this stage and explain why he should get another chance.
I think he was the right president at the right time. I don't think he's the right president now.
Trump held a competing rally here in South Florida during the debate. Greg Clugston, Miami.
The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups, many operating under the umbrella of the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which U.S. officials say have carried out at least 40 attacks since October 17th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. The nation's attorneys general are split on parental rights. Here's Michael Harrington.
A group of 19 AGs have signed a brief in a Maryland case stating that moms and dads should not have the right to opt their kids out of lessons that promote the LGBT lifestyle. Members of the group of 19 include attorneys general from California, New York, and Oregon. Meanwhile, 23 AGs have weighed in on the parents' side in this case, including those from Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear it would require the conservative African country to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty because of the issues of abortion and sexuality. This is SRN News. A new version of the popular diabetes treatment Mounjaro can now be sold as a weight loss drug. We get more details from correspondent Ed Donahue.
The Food and Drug Administration approved Zepbound from Eli Lilly. Tests show it helps dieters lose as much as 60 pounds. This is for people considered obese, having a body mass index of 30 or higher, or overweight people with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. The FDA advises taking Zepbound along with a reduced calorie diet and regular exercise. It's the latest diabetes drug approved for weight management, joining Novo Nordisk's Wegovy, a high-dose version of its diabetes treatment, Ozempic. Both are weekly injections. Zepbound should be available by the end of the year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, Dow futures right now are down by about 40 points. NASDAQ futures up by 12. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.